Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Blocks with Farm Bureau. Plans are shaping up for the 115th Kentucky State Fair that will take place in August at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Grawl says he's excited about this year's fair.
The 115th Kentucky State Fair starts on August 15th. And for me as commissioner, this is one of the most fun parts of the job because I'm here living with the animals for 11 straight days, and over 600,000 people are expected to come to the Kentucky State Fair this year.
Grawl says this year's fair will feature a new sponsor.
The presenting sponsor, for the first time ever in the 115 years, is a Kentucky hemp company, Gincana. And this kind of goes to show you in yet another way that the hemp industry is real. It's becoming a bigger part of Kentucky's agriculture portfolio. And the fact that they're helping present the perhaps the biggest ag event in our state each year goes to show you the hemp industry is continuing to grow. It's going to continue to grow.
He adds the 2019 fair will feature some exciting events as well.
We're proud that we announced the musical lineups. We're going to have great bands this year. And we look forward to strengthening Agland as well to help educate people about where their food comes from.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Grawl says the state fair has always been special to him.
Some of my earliest memories were, to be honest with you, was getting out of farm work and going down to state fair to compete in the state tractor driving contest, to see my friends show livestock. And as commissioner, those are the traditions that are alive and well at the state fair today. In fact, youth livestock showing is actually up in Kentucky. A lot of other states are going down, but here we actually ran out of pen space for all the animals to come in to be shown the state fair.
He notes entries are already being accepted for contests to take place each year.
It's also an opportunity for Kentuckians to exhibit and compete against each other. We're actually already accepting exhibits right now, entries for the various judging competitions that go on. And of course, if you love food, no better place than the Kentucky State Fair to try out something new and interesting. So it's a big Kentucky proud event for us as well.
More information about the Kentucky State Fair can be found on the State Fair website. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.